Okay, so we've got a couple other predictions here from the vault of 2012. Let's go through them and see how they did. How did they fare? Frank in Providence, Rhode Island. August 10th at 10:20 p.m., relations between China and the U.S. will begin to go downhill. And by mid-November, we will be at war with China, starting World War III. Then Roy in Marion, North Carolina said, JFK assassination research will reach critical mass, and the media will come out and say that LBJ was instrumental in the plot. And then there's Cornelius in Louisiana. LSU will beat Alabama and be the champions. Nope, not. But then we had James in Ontario. 2012 will be just like Y2K. The world will not end. There you go, James. And we'll be back with more of your predictions in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, welcome back to Coast, our prediction program, and we'll take your open line calls as well here. Hope all of you had a joyous New Year's Eve listening to Coast AM, and also Happy New Year's now to those of you in the Pacific time zone. Glad to have you with us, and let us move to the calls. Let's go to Michael in Sycamore, Illinois on the wildcard line. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Michael. I hope all is well with you, too.
Great to be on the show. Got to tell you, my dad and I are really big fans. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say, though, it's going to sound a little bit crazy, but I have some speculation on the end of the world for 2013.
Oh, boy. I mean, like, totally all done, everything?
I got to tell you, there's some holes, but it's a thought. There's some pretty crazy far out things on the show, so I think this will fit in just fine. But I'm thinking, I don't want to lose a lot of people here. But okay, if you think disease, and then you think health, you think health problems, you think sickness, and then see if I say zombies, I feel like I lose people. But I feel like if you were to say, like mental illness, something along the lines of that. I don't know if you. I know you're familiar with mad cow disease and the avian bird flu.
Yep.
And a lot of things. You know, things like that are going around. They're common in third world countries. And, I mean, there's AIDS is really predominant. I mean, we're working to cure that. But, I mean, I'm saying things, highly infectious diseases that the CDC, you know, is still working on, you know, finding cures for. I'm thinking with all the vaccinations that are out, with, you know, our immune systems getting stronger to a lot of this bacteria, you know, to a lot of the germs that are out there. I think what's going to happen is you're going to get a super virus that's going to go out, and I think that it's going to infect the brain and the stem. I don't know if you call it the brain stem. That would be the correct term for that. And then I think you're going to see, you know, something along those lines, maybe anger, severe symptoms, I guess, similar to zombie behavior. Now, where do I get zombies now? I think that there's already the government now. You can't trust the government right off the bat. That's just a problem. So I'm thinking what they're doing is they're getting society desensitized to the idea of this. You know, you see a lot of these shows, The Walking Dead, you see the zombie Call of Duty, you see the whole zombie fad going through. That's all part of it. I think that's all play on to prepare us for it. And I think it's building the youth, building this generation of kids who are buying into this. I think it's getting them ready for this doomsday. As a fallback generation.
All right, so your prediction, let's hone in on this. Your prediction, Michael, is that in 2013, we'll have some huge virus catastrophe which will wipe out the planet.
Now, we'll wipe out a good amount of the planet, but there's going to be survivors. There's going to be those people who are immune to it. I don't know if you've ever seen I Am Legend. Look at Will Smith.
Yep.
Something along those lines. I'm not going to say I've been influenced entirely by zombie movies and things like that. Not going to go ahead and say that. I'm going to say if you do some research, though, there's some legitimate stuff out there. I mean, there's some evidence to point out, and I don't think it can be completely dismissed.
No, it can't be. That's what's so frightening about it.
And like I said, I feel so weary about the term zombie. You know, I don't know what else you'd refer to them as. I don't think it's going to be walking dead people. I don't think there's going to be some sort of evil kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like pushing it. I think it's going to be more of a sickness than anything. And I don't think it's going to be by any means like you get bitten and you get this illness, or people are chasing you down the street, something like 28 days or something like that.
Right.
But I'm definitely seeing just mass hysteria tying into, immune deficiency your immune system's failing due to
autoimmune system collapses. All right. Well, listen, Michael, we'll put this down. Now, you're predicting a huge population decline because of some virus in 2013. That's a prediction. Let's go west. Elizabeth is with us in Los Angeles. Hey, how's the weather out there, Liz?
Oh, it's great. It's just beautiful. Happy New Year.
You too. You too. So what's your prediction?
I have a prediction that the Earth will illuminate or grow rings around it, similar to Saturn. And it could have something to do with the pole shift. I was envisioning like the electromagnetic field, the colors that would give off could be visible from Earth.
And that's going to be this year,
yeah,
2013. Okay, that's a fascinating prediction. Are you into science like that?
Not so much science, but the meditation aspect and the higher consciousness could somehow illuminate the sky, and the galactic event that will happen will be the rings around the Earth.
Okay, let's put that down. That's a different prediction. I don't think anybody's ever done that. Let's go to Nathan in Tennessee. Welcome to the program. Nathan, take it away.
Hey, George, how are you? Happy New Year.
Okay, you too, Nathan.
Well, my predictions are a little bit more down to earth, I believe, although I have respect for everyone because I enjoy watching the TV spots on the History Channel that you do, and my father was a big fan of Art Bell way back when. But my prediction I have for this year is in light of recent events and tragedies that can't be taken back, and also in light of our current legislative system and people that are elected to those positions, I believe the American people are starting to educate themselves on numerous subjects, and they're going to start holding their elected officials and the authorities, so to speak, to a higher standard, and
maybe a little more accountable,
I'm sorry?
A little more accountable to us.
Yes, more accountable, and make sure that, what we already have is understood, taught, educated, enforced, and, we don't need a whole lot of new laws. Heck, they can't even seem to pass a budget. So, I believe the American people will eventually, this year especially, start to, hold all our elected officials and each other to a higher standard and make this country great once again, as it always has been.
That's a good prediction, and I hope that one comes true. I really do. Dave in Minneapolis, you're up with us. Hey, David, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi. It's good to talk to you.
You too.
I guess my prediction is very simple. I believe that gold is beginning to form a top, if it hasn't already, and that the price of gold will be lower a year from now than it is now.
By much?
I think it will be at least, not a lot, somewhere between 10 to 20% lower.
Okay.
But I think it won't be just a correction. It'll be the beginning of a secular bear market in gold.
Interesting. How about the stock market? Do you see anything there?
Not a big movement, but I do see maybe like a 15% move in a positive direction in the stock market.
Okay, then that would only be if they get this fiscal cliff thing worked out once and for all, I bet, huh?
Well, they're not going to get completely worked out, but they'll be nibbling away on it. And the stock market, they go up anyways.
How about the rest of the world, David? What do you see there?
I see more problems for Europe, but I don't see any disaster there. I think they're going to cover it. Germany's bound and determined. I guess they're all in, and that's the key player over there. As long as they're all in, the rest will pull together, France and the others, to try to hold Spain and Portugal and Italy together. And so eventually they'll pull out of it. It's going to take a few years, though.
Okay, some fascinating economic predictions there. We're taking your prediction calls and open lines here at Coast to Coast, and Skype is open at George97313. Linda, first-time caller, Brooklyn, New York. Hello, Linda. Happy New Year to you.
Hello.
Did you run out and see the ball drop out there?
In New York?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I just came back in.
was it cold out there?
Yes, it was cold.
I bet.
It was very cold.
Did you see Ryan Seacrest?
No, I didn't see Ryan Seacrest. I was all the way in the back, but I see the ball drop.
How many people do you think were out there?
I think a million.
Wow.
Over a million people were in there.
Yeah, that is a lot.
It was jam-packed.
Well, that's good. So, but you had fun.
Yes, I had fun.
Well, here we go. We're into 2013.
Somehow, listen, you have one of the most beautiful soothing voices on TV.
And on radio, I hope.
And on radio. I think it's on radio.
Okay.
I know you're starting a TV show, right?
We're doing a TV show. And I'm
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We just hit year number five.
I want to wish you and your family a happy new year. And I'm very happy that your granddaughter is okay.
She is doing okay. She just texted me during the commercial break and said that someone has stolen her credit card. So she's not having a – somebody took her credit card now. So she's not having a good day.
My prediction – I have a prediction to make.
All right.
And the prediction is that I'm kind of sick and tired of Jimmy Kimmel hating on Matt Damon. And I'm hoping that 2013 they will make up
and be friends
sometime this year and stop hating each other.
Do they? You know, I don't watch him because I'm always working. Do they have
a
big fight?
At the end of the show, he's always saying, "Sorry, Matt Damon, we ran out of time."
Like he's out there waiting to come on and he can't.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And I don't know if I have time, but I have another weird one.
Another weird
prediction.
All right, it's so weird. All right, let's listen to the
weird. It's so out there that I don't think you've ever heard anything like this.
All right, let's hear it.
I am predicting that they will finally find the $1 billion painting.
Where are they going to find it?
Well, that's the thing.
$1 billion?
Huh?
Wow. Did you say $1 billion?
Yes, $1 billion. Let me tell you why I say that.
All right.
I'm on the train, minding my own business. I really don't talk to anybody on the train. And this was late at night. This was like, I was coming on the train. This was like 2 o'clock. And it was just me and this lady and one man, but he was all the way to the other end of the train.
That's kind of scary.
I didn't feel like talking, but she wanted to talk. And so I said, all right, since you want to talk, I said to myself, since you want to talk, let her talk. And so I found out that she is the nursemaid for the father of the guy who got outbidded. He was outbidded by $5 billion for the first painting.
$5 billion?
$5 billion, George. I was so shocked. I couldn't
Somebody
believe
would
curious.
Bid $5 billion?
Yes. It was two. She said to me that it was two of them, two paintings that were painted, and the lesser one was worth $1 billion, and the first one was for the one that was
who was the artist
on and was $5 billion.
Who was the artist, Linda?
That's it. I tried to get that from her, and she said that they didn't want to tell her who the artist was because the son was very upset that he got outbidded by $5 billion.
What did this guy do for a living to have that kind of money to play on a...
He's super duper rich.
I would guess so.
Yes, he's super duper rich, very, very wealthy. And the first painting sold for $75 billion, and he was outbidded by $5 billion.
If you had all that money, would you bid that much money for a painting?
Well, according to what she told me, the frame of the painting that was sold was 22 karat gold.
Aha. Uh-huh. And must have weighed a fortune of weight.
Yes, absolutely. So it sold for $75 billion. And he had bid 70 and somebody had outbidded him by $5 billion. So it was sold for $75 billion.
I wonder how much the gold value was of the thing.
I don't know. That's
maybe it was almost as much as the painting.
So, therefore, I am predicting that they will find the lesser one, which is only worth a billion.
All right. We'll put you down for that,
Linda. The one that
was
sold was the signed one.
All right. And you're right. That was a strange one.
Yeah. The one that was sold is signed. The other one that is missing is the unsigned. And the unsigned one is worth a billion. And the signed one is worth was worth $5 billion. That was the starting bid and sold for $75 billion.
All right, we will put you down for that. I have never heard of a painting going for that kind of money, ever. Ever. Let's go to Chuck, truck driving in Ohio. Hey, Chuck, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Norrie, how you doing this evening?
Good, Chuck, thank you. How about yourself? You all right?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Turnpike is a little slick here and there, but ain't nothing I can't handle. I got a prediction.
Okay.
The last time I called you was on your birthday 2 years ago, and I said the same prediction I'm going to say tonight.
Okay.
And that prediction is starting in 2010 or sometime within a couple years thereafter, there will be an asteroid impact that hits off the coast of California.
You know, this is, are you Chuck from Peoria?
That's right.
This is bizarre. I am holding in my hand your prediction from last year I was going to read at the top of the next hour.
Ooh.
That is strange. And here you are.
Yes, here I am. And this damage is going to start from like a northern end tier, somewhere around San Francisco, southern end tier, somewhere around Los Angeles, San Diego. And it's going to come to a point somewhere around the panhandle of Oklahoma due to like a dispersal wave from the impact of the asteroid coming in. It's going to compress the atmosphere and all that stuff, and it's going to push it all in on land, and everything in its path is going to get destroyed.
Well, you know what? This is kind of strange, too. I too, think we're going to get hit by an asteroid. You know, I'm predicting a solar flare this year, but I think over the next few years, as you do, you had this window from last year, 2010 to 2017, they said. But
that's right, yes.
I think it could happen. I mean, that is a distinct possibility.
The other things that are going to happen during this time frame is it's going to happen during a new moon, and it's going to be a daytime event, and the moon will get hit. People will see the moon getting hit, and the moon will change to red. They'll see an asteroid, a bigger, larger planet ender asteroid fly by us in between us and the moon, and then that's when the one smacks us. It's
now, this prediction comes as a dream, or you just feel it?
Well, it comes as a dream. And actually, it's me and a friend of mine, we're talking about stuff like that. We both have had asteroid dreams that, you know, we just feel it coming, you know, like we both had dreams and stuff like that. And I've had similar dreams of like what's going to happen afterwards and stuff like that. So it's not going to be the end all that beats all, you know, but life will be hard afterwards.
It could be there. Okay. All right. We'll put you down again. How ironic. I mean, I was literally going to read this prediction as part of some others next hour. And there you are. I mean, that's that is something else. Oh, well, hey, don't forget our television show, Beyond Belief. I think you'll enjoy it. You can get 10 days free if you simply go to the link. Just click hosts at the top of the coasttocoastam.com page, or Lex also has things posted under our highlights reel. And take advantage of the 10 days free. And then if you like it, sign up for it and become part of it. But you also get some incredible videos as well. Back in a moment, more of your predictions on Coast to Coast AM. Indeed, and on behalf of everybody who works with me at Coast to Coast AM, wishing you all a tremendous new year. Hope everything goes your way and that you just have some great positive things happen to you. Hey, by the way, we will have a live anniversary program on Sunday, January 6th. It's my 10-year anniversary doing Coast to Coast AM. Number of guests are joining us, and you're invited too, so make sure you're part of that. Let's come back in a moment. More predictions and open lines on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Hey, by the way, as Giorgio Tsoukalos was telling Ian last night, the very sad passing of Coast to Coast guest Philip Coppens. Our condolences to Philip's family. Of course, Philip, excellent guest, the superb researcher into the ancient alien theory. And we've lost another one. We've lost another one. Let's move on. Let's go to James in Winnipeg, Canada. Let's get you started here, James. Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year, George Norrie.
You too, sir. Though you don't.
I hope your Detroit. I hope your Detroit Red Wings are on the ice soon.
Oh my gosh! You know what? This whole season to me is a blowout. I'm not an avid hockey fan, as Tommy is. Tommy loves the LA Kings. I'm not sure, James, if they got back on the ice with this shortened season, that I would support that. You know, I would just say, you know what? Just forget the whole year.
It is enough. I've had enough of it myself.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, you've got millionaires and billionaires squabbling over money. It just annoys me.
It's crazy.
My prediction.
So what's our prediction?
Governor Chris Christie is going to get a lot of talk this year from key Republicans. And I think the Republicans want to have the GOP united behind one guy in 2016.
He's the one, huh?
I think the Hurricane Sandy thing promoted him greatly as a leader.
He did a great job. He did a great. Of course, as he admitted, though, you know, he may have put a nail in Mitt Romney's coffin by supporting the president, who did a pretty good job about Hurricane Sandy.
True enough, and I think that might help him with undecided voters. You know, voters that swing both ways.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Well, and you know what? And 2016 comes up pretty darn fast.
They do. They certainly do.
All right, we'll put you down. Governor Christie getting the GOP nomination for 2016. That's his prediction. Let's go next to Miss Penny in Parsons, Kansas, east of the Rockies. Hello, Miss Penny.
Today's my birthday, George.
Well, happy birthday.
I'm the lady that called you. I'm blind, you know, and I sit in the wheelchair.
Yes.
And I don't have any family left.
Well, you have us.
Well, that's what I call for, so somebody could tell me happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Would you like me to sing for you?
Yes, you would.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Penny. Happy birthday to you. There you go. How about that?
That was good. That was good. I wanted to say something, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I was left in an orphanage on their doorstep when I was born. And, of course, the orphanage gives you a birthday closest to the day, you know, that you were left.
That's right, yeah.
And I always thought my mama was black because the wet nurse that nursed me was a black lady that lived there at the home.
Sure. Yeah.
And I stayed there till I was 16, but my husband was 18. He got away, and he come back and married me. And so we didn't have any family but our boy. And I lost my husband in Vietnam in 70. And I lost my boy 6 years ago, and he was 47, but he had special needs. And I had him for 47 long years, but it's been very, very lonely. So I have you on, had one of my workers put you on speed dial so I can come in here and use the phone.
There you go. So how old are you? Do you want to tell us?
90.
Oh, come on. You're not 90.
Yes, I am, honey. I don't want to be 100. I'm ready to go. I don't know why it's so hard to
I need
die.
All the listeners I can get, Penny. You're not going anywhere.
But why? Why do I sit here all day and don't go outside? I don't know what the weather is. I can't see it. I told you the other night that you painted pretty pictures for me, and you do. All your people do. They talk about things that I would never know about because I can't watch TV or nothing. And to me, it's you're just my information people. You fill my life up with words.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, I thank you, and you keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening.
You got a deal.
All right, honey.
Okay, bye-bye. I want you to call us when you're 100, and I'll sing for you then, too. Mike in Livermore, California. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Happy New Year, George, and Merry Christmas.
You too. And if you make a prediction about the Oakland Raiders, I'm coming to get you.
No, actually, the last 3 years have been NFL predictions, and I'm dropping that. Although I am 1.5 for 3. I did predict Al Davis passing.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, I'm going to bring down a bummer. But first, I want to tell Miss Penny, we love you, Miss Penny. You are our family.
Good for
you. And happy birthday to you.
And you are absolutely.
Okay, the bummer. I think we're going to have more of these shootings, which is not a big prediction. I mean, anybody can predict that. But there's some similarities in the Aurora and the latest one that I don't hear a lot about. I've heard a couple people talk that in early reports, there was a second shooter. And then all of a sudden that was dropped, and you never hear anything about that.
Yeah, they could never verify that.
Yeah, and I'm finding that strange. And then with the Aurora shooter telling the police that he booby-trapped his apartment so that no police would get hurt. I think there's handlers going on here. I think they're finding people that they know are drugged up, that they know have mental problems, and they're pushing them. And then this latest one I just heard tonight was with your earlier guest that his hard drive was wiped clean, and it was done so well. That I think somebody stepped up and did that. So
I can't rule that out. You cannot rule that out. I mean, stranger things have happened.
I'm going to connect dots. And I think, you know, this is all prearranged. This is all the pushes towards grabbing the guns. So my prediction is going to be that we're going to have one or two more shootings, possibly more. And by the end of the year, the president's going to sign off on the UN thing with the ban on guns. And from there, I hate to think what's going to happen. They're going to come. And what people don't understand, you know, with the Oath Keepers and a lot of the police force, we all sit back and we think, well, we don't have to worry because these guys are not going to let them take our guns. You know, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and they're serious about that. But you know what? It's going to be UN troops. It's going to be Russians. It's going to be whoever in the blue helmets that come to collect the guns.
Let's hope we may be looking at civil war. We could be living at civil war. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't know what I would do if troops came to my door and said, George, we know you're a registered gun owner. We want them. It's now a law. Give them to us. And maybe they give you money for it. I don't know. But you know what? It would be very different. I'm not going to go guns a-blazing. So you probably end up turning them in. Don't you think most people would just turn them in reluctantly?
I think you're right. I think what it's going to come down to is that there's going to be some groups that are just going to say no, and they're going to start shooting back. And I think the mainstream media will squash that completely and turn them into terrorists or whatever. But our only hope is going to be that, you know, a lot of people are going to hear and look at that, and then they might get the courage to stand up too. Personally, myself, George, I think we're done with. I really don't see much hope, and I don't mean to be doom and gloom. And I put my faith in Jesus Christ. And if they come and they say, take this mark, I'm going to say no. Cut my head off.
Well, you know who I put my faith in, Michael? I put my faith in the American people. I think we're going to end up putting our foot down, and we're going to do the right thing.
And I hope you're right, George. God bless you.
All right. Be well.
George, you have a great New Year. And you know what, Tommy? I was going to predict the Sharks would win the Stanley Cup this year, but what would that mean?
There is no team in Mudville at all.
Well, exactly. You have a good night, George. It was great talking to you. Happy New Year.
You too. You too. Let's go to Lori in Asheville, North Carolina. Welcome to the program. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Happy New Year.
You too. Did you celebrate tonight?
I went to my daughter's house, and I was with my grandchildren.
That's great. That's good enough for me.
That's the best New Year I can have. Like you, I have 6 grandchildren, and they are my life.
And you know what? We end up worrying about every one of them. Today,
oh my gosh.
Today my day was a nightmare, believe me, with my granddaughter's accident. Oh, she got into a car accident. Somebody ran her off the road, and in the low life kept driving. He saw her spin out and go down an abutment, and he kept going. And thank God she had a cell phone. She called me first, and then we called 911 and got a great police officer out there, but she's okay. The car is in bad shape, towed away. And
she was, How old is your little granddaughter?
She's 18 years old, and she's the oldest of the six. I mean, she is, you know, she was number one for us. You know, I helped raise her when she was little, when my daughter, you know, was a single mom, and she was working hard, and so we raised this little one. She's like my own. She's like my fourth kid.
You know, my gosh.
So, I mean, that's how, and it starts with a phone call. There is nothing worse than getting that kind of a phone call. And
That's my worst nightmare.
Her name's Ariana. So I got her in my phone as Ari. And I knew, because she was leaving, I was talking to her, and I said, you know, be careful. It's snowy out here. And 30 minutes later, she's calling me. And normally she'll just send me a text.
I knew
seeing her name on my phone. Yep. I knew.
Don't we have that intuition with our children and our grandchildren?
Yeah, we sure do.
So she's okay, thank God.
She is okay. She's upset, but you know what? You can fix a car.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Penny and tell her happy birthday and God bless her.
There you go, Penny.
And may she have many, many more years.
She knows we're her family.
Well, you know, it's sad. Some people, thank God, we're very blessed. I have three children like you and six grandchildren. We're blessed.
We are blessed.
Those are blessings.
Yep. So you want to make a quick prediction while I've got you?
Yes, I want to say that I agree with the previous caller. I believe Obama is currently rewriting the Constitution. And he's going to call martial law. And I believe there's going to be some sort of civil war. I agree with the previous caller. And I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ as well. Okay. Because honestly, I believe that that's the only answer. There's no hope in the government, in this world anymore, you know. So I'd be so negative, but that is the truth.
It's how you feel, and it's a prediction. Nothing wrong with that. Lori, thanks. You have yourself a good New Year's Day, by the way. It's, most of you have the day off. We're going to work for you. We're going to be here. And those of you who do work, you know, police officers, those of you in hospitals, those of you in security, whatever you do, you know, you're out there working. And, you know, we appreciate that. Let's go to Richard in Beaumont, California. You've been on hold for a long time. Thanks, Richard. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year, George Norrie.
Thank you, sir.
Pleasure talking to you. So I had a chance to run into you or cross paths with you right after the Japanese tsunami. And but anyway, just to kind of talk to you and give you my prediction.
Sure.
I think we're going to have a decade of peace and prosperity. I think everything's going to be really, really good for our country and the world. And I think we're going to start out a little slow, but I think it's going to develop into a grand decade of something that we're just going to be look back and see a wonderful time in our country.
10 years of booming glory. We need it.
No, not doom and glory. You didn't say doom and glory.
No. Of zooming glory.
Yeah, prosperity and goodness for our country and the world. And I think we're going to see statistically, it's going to be the most peaceful decade that we're going to see, you know, for past history. It's just going to be a very peaceful time. And one of the other predictions I got is it's not going to be for this year, 2012 or 14. But I think President Obama or maybe his wife might be nominated to Secretary of State.
Oh, really?
I think the whole world is in awe now that President Obama was reelected the second time. And I think it just blows the rest of the world's mind that our country is so giving and kind and caring. And, you know, we've fought hard for discrimination and prejudice in this country. We've gone a long, long way.
And
from what I've seen, you know.
We still have a ways to go, but we sure have gone a long way.
We'll make it positively. And another thought. This is for the National Talk Show Association, which I believe you're part of. I might not have said the right term there, but I think there's going to be a shift in paradigm and you guys' thought process. I think you guys have realized that you influence the public opinion so much that you guys are going to hunker down and get together and talk about, hey, there's a responsibility that you have for the public views and the thoughts. And that is not going to be anything that's going to change the First Amendment right of free speech or anything like that. But I think there's going to be a shift in the thought process and how that you guys reflect yourselves to the public.
Because well, you know, let me tell you, when I was in college, Richard, you know, yes. I learned from some great instructors, Jim Quello, who eventually went on to be an FCC commissioner. You know, okay. they taught us, the young kids, 18, 19, 20 years old in college, they taught us that the airwaves belong to the public.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was ingrained in us. When we went to college and we got out of school and we got our first broadcast jobs, our responsibility, it was in our heads, was to broadcast for the public, not for ourselves, not for ratings, but to do the right thing. And, you know, I'm glad and I'm proud of the fact that I came from that era where we still believe that today.
And, well, that's good, and I appreciate you, sir. You know, like a lot of the callers, you know, you're our best friend. You don't hear from us too often, but I listen to you all the time, and I'm sure they do too. I'm a 20-year veteran homeless guy, and ever since my divorce, I've been listening to Coast to Coast. And if it wasn't for the listen to your voice on a lot of lonely, lonely nights, I don't know where I'd be. I mean, it's just, you're like my best friend. And I sincerely mean that from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate your voice out there and the entertainment value. Sometimes, yeah, there's been in the past where I got irate going, what did you just say? But then I have to sit back and go, well, it's kind of entertainment and they mean well. And not to take it too darn serious, you know.
All right, Richard. With the flow. You enjoy the rest, and I hope you have a good and a much better 2013, to be sure. We're coming up to the top of the hour. If you need to email me, please make it happen. George@coasttocoastam.com. And I'd love to have about 5,000 of you follow us on Facebook. That if you're not doing it already, just go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. You'll see the icon up in the right-hand corner. Click it, take it away. Back with more of your predictions on Coast to Coast AM.